All right, I'll call the monthly meeting of WPCA, regular meeting to order at 6:43. And as always, start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, for the record, the roll call show that all the members of the committee are here, except for Bob Lanny. Of course, that means only two of us here. And Kelly, I'm not sure, but I think Marcus told me that we need, if we're taking any action, we would need a quorum being not of those present on the committee, but the full committee. So we would need three. But I don't think we have to take any action today. So
we'll I don't think so. Yeah.
We'll go through it anyway. So there's no one from the public here. We won't approve the minutes. So let's go right down, Rob, to the engineer's report.
Not much more to update from our meeting last week. on the general on call, we've been talking with the fuel cell folks. They're ready to go install their force main. We've been talking about the solids handling equipment. We could talk about that later. I think it's on the agenda. We need to send a letter to DEP by the end of the year because the next deadline is December 31st. I mean,
yeah,
it's always been some magical date out there, but it's next month. So we should draft a letter extending these dates. So I can.
Okay, if you could put that together, but you know, in there, I think we should tell them that we've approved and we have the affordability study, and it will be done on time. Because that's really what we're waiting for, right?
Right, we have to respond to that comment on the facilities plan, which is the affordability study. Then DEP approves it, then you can implement a design and then construction, and it's all the other dates kind of domino into place once the clock starts.
Right, I'll give you that update on Reptilis when we get there, but they tell me it will be done on time. I have a question. They seem to the work on Water Street and Main Street seems to be taking forever. What are they doing there? I thought we were pretty much set.
They were working on the south side for a year, and then they moved around the north side now, right?
They are, yes.
But they did a lot of work on the south side even last year.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half, right? They started, they've been...
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work on... Yeah, the last WPCA work, there's a section on 34, on the north side of 34, between, I think, water and west. We have a couple hundred feet, and then that's it. Then once they put that gravity sewer in, the PCA's portion of that project should be done.
If you go Water Street onto Main Street, man, it's like, I mean, it's really brutal, but glad when it'll be done.
And the last item, phase five, I believe the last line on Sodom Lane and New Haven Ave and on Park Ave, they kept pushing it back because of material delivery dates, but I believe it's done. I thought it was supposed to be done this last week, but I can confirm it got pushed back a couple times. So I apologize. I'm not sure if they actually did it yet, but it was imminent. They sent out the flyers, the notifications. I think Ed put it on the website. And so I'm just hoping they did it. That's all.
Saying that they were going to finish it last week, but I never got a confirmation email stating that it did get done.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for too. So
okay,
I'll find out.
But they were asking to be paid?
For the work that they've completed, not for the work that they've yet to do. Yeah, so I don't think we've processed pay application one yet for phase five. That should be on the agenda.
Yeah, it is. But so is phase four is done.
Phase four is done. And that was, they wanted the retainer for, we held for a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up here. Yeah, phase four. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then not to further confuse, but we're going to see a final invoice for phase three. They never submitted on their retainer. So that, I think that's going to be coming next month.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That was it. They're ready to go on that rotary press demo starting next week. So the sample got delivered. It was collected. Ed, thanks for getting that. I did see confirmation. It got there today at like 3:30. So made it to Canada.
No, thank you for all your help. And just to go over that real quick, we needed to send those samples to Canada. We needed to overnight them. The city has a account with UPS, and they could not send them overnight to Canada. That would take 3 days, and the samples would go bad. Because we do not have a credit card, we could not send the samples ourselves via FedEx. So it was either I had to pay for it out of my pocket and get reimbursed, which I was going to do. But then Bob made the suggestion that Wesson and Sampson would pay for it up front and then put it in their next invoice.
All right, at least it's there. Okay. So we should be set. Now, what are they checking for?
They're going to test the actual solids and the polymer to do a lab test to confirm how they would interact in their rotary press. So they want to make sure that the polymer will work to expedite the in-place test that's going to start next week. So they'll have a report that says, yeah, we'll get 20 or 25, whatever percent dryness. But it's a prep work for the official in-place dry run of the actual unit that's coming.
Are we still on schedule for the 24th to start the demo?
I believe it was before that, but is that... I thought it was next Monday, but...
Yep, the demo is supposed to start on Monday, but we did get confirmation at the end of the day yesterday that they will drop the trailer off on site on this Friday. They have one in the States already, so instead of coming down from Canada, they're just going to send that one up here.
Okay. Well, let's hope it goes well. Let's hope. And yes, do you want to talk about the site visit you did? Oh, wait a minute. Here's Bob Miani calling in. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jack.
You trying to get on?
Yeah, I'm just wondering since most has joined, well, I don't know you're here.
Yeah, well, you're on the wrong one somehow. So go back and go to Zoom and then click join meeting and enter the 868-1715-9477.
I just want to get him in. That's all I'm trying to get.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, you just popped up. Mark was running it, but he must have given me control. Try now. Take a look.
It says connecting right now.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be in.
I've had problems with my internet, I know that. Last hour or so. Kept dropping out.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, I just clicked to admit you because it did show up on my screen just now.
Yeah. And I see.
All right, there you go. You're getting in.
There you go. Now we're getting
in. Yeah. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Bob is in now. So if we have to take a vote, we can. So let the record show that Bob entered the meeting at 6:52. And for your benefit, Bob, we're just going over the demo of the new pumps. So I don't know, Rob or Ed, you would, I just asked you to talk about your trip to Enfield. Do you want to talk about that, what you saw?
Absolutely. So myself and Joe Bazell, one of the guys at the plant, we went up to Enfield. We met with some of the members from Weston & Sampson and the staff at the Enfield plant. They gave us the tour of the rotary press that they have, and it was remarkable. I had my hesitations going in there because in the workup that was given to us, we needed to achieve 3.1% solids. And I wasn't sure if we were going to get 3% at times. I thought it would be a little bit lower. So I had a concern that we weren't going to achieve 25% solids. After talking to the staff, I certainly didn't have those concerns anymore because they're in the same situation where we are, where on Monday they're going to have 5-6% solids as we do. And then by the end of the week, it's going to be thinner. They're just with us, you know, it's going to be around 2-2.5%, which is where we're normally going to be at the end of the week. And they said, they have no problem getting 30% solids, and they're asked to stay at 25 and not go any higher than 25 because the incinerator, it's harder to burn at anything above 25%. He said they could do 30-35% all day long. So it's a challenge to get it to stay at 25%, even with 2% solids coming in. Wow. So I think this is going to work very well for us. They had two presses that they were running 24 hours a day, belt filter presses like we have now. Now they have these two presses and they run them one shift 5 days a week. And that does exactly what the two presses 24 hours used to do.
Wow. That's good news. That's good news. So
it was clean. It was a great setup. They've had it for 4 years. They've never had one malfunction. They've never had the machine go down. And they just did their a 4-year service on it the week before we got there, and everyone that was there raved about it.
And it's also cleaner and doesn't have as much odor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. All right, anyone else have any questions for Rob or Ed?
No.
Let's move on. Let's go back to the approval of the minutes. Since Bob is here now, we can do this. What's your pleasure with the minutes?
Motion to approve the 9:12 and the 9:20 minutes for the previous meetings.
Okay. You know what? I think I made an error. That should have been
9:30, maybe? No.
10:30.
I think it should have been 10. Yeah, I think I copied the wrong one. So wait a minute. Let me go back to the minutes. All right, should have been 10:18 and 10:30. So the motion would be to approve 10:18 and 10:30. Somehow I...
Yeah, I changed that. I just looked it up myself.
Yeah, I made a mistake on this. All right, so that's the motion. Do I hear a second, Bob? You want a second? You're muted, Bob. You're still muted. I'll second it for now, but we still need the vote.
Even give us a hand signal. If you okay.
All right, all is in favor? Aye. Wave
aye.
Your hand, Bob. Bob, wave your hand that you approve. Okay. Okay, it carries a full. Wow, why am I getting this? You guys getting this screen, this purple line over there?
Yeah.
I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. Minutes are approved. Now I've lost my agenda. This is not a good day. Let's see. Okay, next item is approval of bills. The only ones we'd be approving now, because I don't have a list of other bills, would be the Weston and Sampson bills. So, wait a minute now, let me see. The first one would be Rob, help me out. What am I looking at here? Is it 970?
2155 is the
2155. Total. Okay, so need a motion to pay 2155, and this is for the on call.
Motion to pay.
All right. Bob, you want a second? Raise your hand. Yeah, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstained. And let's see, we got a second one here for $1,300. Need a motion?
Motion to pay.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
There you go. Okay. All right, we're done with that. All right, let me get back to the agenda. All right, finance reports. Look, we're not going to approve anything tonight. What I did was, I've been trying to get reports from the finance, department. So they sent me, going back and forth, we've got four or five different ones, okay? So rather than approving anything tonight, I'd ask you to take a look through all of them and see what you're most comfortable with. The ones that I tend to like right now, even though it doesn't tell us everything, but I think this is a pretty good report here, okay? Because it's got our original budget, what we're actually spending, the variance, the percentage, and the prior year actual. So I think this one will do it, but there are some line items, the names of line items, and we don't have the balance sheet. So I don't want to prove anything tonight, but I'd ask you, Kelly and Bob, to look through it and see. You may think one of these other ones is better, and there still has to be a balance sheet of sorts. We're not getting that, but I think this one, when everything is up to date, everything's been entered, at least for the revenue and expenses, I think this one will work. And it's pretty simple. It's only a couple of pages long.
I like to see the percentage in there. That's really the only one I think I saw with the percentages, and I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It just shows how far out of whack they are. How many bills really haven't been paid.
Yeah. But we'll get caught up on this. And again, there were a couple of other things like, she did it. They changed and they added the regular and overtime. Okay. They didn't have that before. But I think it's still got a few issues. Yeah. Well, again, if you like this one, that's the one we'll work on with them to finalize and make our ongoing report. We'll still need a balance sheet because this doesn't show that. So, okay, moving on. Transfers. I don't have any transfers. Belt press updates. Anything else we have to add to what we had before? Oh, okay. Bob and I went to the Board of Aldermen, and I thought the meeting went all right. They're kind of lame duck, so I don't think they really wanted to take any action. And they wanted to see actual numbers. And, we don't have actual numbers. We gave them the ballpark figures and told them where it's going. I don't think we're going to have any problem with getting what we need. But the issue was they don't decide on the money anyways, okay? They were only there to talk about what waivers we might need for bidding. And I did get a follow-up email from Vince Marino talking about what we would need to say if we do need waivers. And again, I'm not sure we're going to need any waivers at this point. But there's no rush. I think we want to see what happens in the demo. And once we decide that is the way we want to go, then we'll write the letter. By then, there'll be a new Board of Aldermen because the Board of Aldermen, the new mayor gets inaugurated on the 2nd. The aldermen meet that day, but they take no action other than to elect the chair. So we'll have to find out when their meeting is, and we'll take it from there. When will we have the results from the demo?
You'll have like real time data because they have a, I believe they have a lab on that trailer. You'll get an official report like a week later. So maybe with Thanksgiving or maybe actually they don't celebrate that in Canada. So,
probably, they already had their Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They had theirs already.
Yeah. So probably the week after Thanksgiving, we'll probably get a report, but it'll be there and I think they actually, with the lab on board that trailer, you'll see, because they'll be running different things, 22%, 29%. They'll try to optimize it there. That's the whole purpose of it, to see what this unit can do. So it's a full scale dry run of a press, one channel, what it'll do. So
yeah, and we're going to have staff on site there, obviously, so we'll know what it's like. We know the consistency of the sludge coming in, and we're going to see what the consistency is of that sludge coming out, and we're going to be able to take samples throughout the day and test that sludge as well. And it's about a 24-hour sample time that it has to stay in the oven for, so we'll be able to get those results the next day, and we'll be running it through each day that they're there. So you know, we'll have good data collected by the end of the week before they even get theirs out to us, and we'll know right away whether it's going to be for us or not.
So I take it we're getting two things here. We're going to get see if we can achieve the 25%, and the other thing is to see how many for a better word, cylinders we need to make our system work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I know we were talking, whatever unit we're getting, we could go up to 8 cylinders if we had to, or containers, whatever you want to call them. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it's expandable to 8 channels. I think we'll start with 2 or maybe 4. Yeah, and this test will tell you what's the throughput of one of these channels, and you'll know what you produce every week, and so they'll match the number of channels to what your production is. So
okay,
it's a 2-channel work or 4-channel.
So Bob, we're going to be we won't get, like, let's say we need 4 channels. There's not going to be something coming down the road. It's going to say, hey, listen, we need 5. 4 is not doing it. That's what this demo is doing for us, right?
Yeah, it'll tell you what each channel will produce.
Okay.
And we'll say we'll pick 4. And then you'll do that on a work day. You could run things longer than a work, you know, because I'm sure your production varies day to day. You may have there's some variability in runtime, but we're gonna design it so run it for an 8-hour day, 40 hour work.
And okay. In the meantime, we're going to have to work on the letter for the waivers, because there are 2 different waivers we're talking about. One would be for professional services, and one would be, I guess for the purchase. And down the road, there'd have to be a third one for construction.
Right. What?
But what would our timing be? I think the first one we need is for the engineering services, correct?
Or would we need to purchase the equipment first that will give the Weston & Sampson the time to design how it's going to be installed?
And I would think we need both of those at the same time. Mm-hmm. To protect Weston & Sampson, number one, and also to get this thing moving. I understand with the changing of guard and everything like that, but I think we got to be, if we need a waiver, I think we need to be prepared for the next regular meeting to get the 2 things done, for the engineering and to get this thing purchased. And then at a later date, once the engineering's done, then go back for the one we need for the actual installation.
Well, I think we have to shoot for the very first aldermanic meeting.
Right.
And it may require that we have a special meeting before then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Soon
once
as we get
the results.
Right. We get the results and we get their scheduled meetings, we'll do that. So you can expect that there's almost definitely going to be a special meeting just for that. Okay.
Now, do we know, I didn't make the meeting, shame on me, but do we know, does it have to be a unanimous vote or is it a majority?
No.
Oh, good. Good.
No, it takes 6 votes. And what are there, 10?
Yeah, 6 or 9.
Okay. That's right. 3 in each ward. It takes 6 votes to get the waiver.
Okay. All right. Then I was all wet on that. I thought it was a majority for that.
No, the Corporation Council confirmed that it was 6.
So okay.
We could have even done it that night, but it didn't make any sense. We didn't have numbers or anything else to really fill them in. And, I've written to Mark. I asked if there's a transition team for, the mayor and the alderman, because I think we want to give them a briefing and get them up to date on this.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long, I don't think there are many people who know where we stand and what's going on.
And there's new people. There's quite a few new people on the list.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're on track there. The affordability study update. I had a conversation with Toby, if you remember him from the first time, and it looks as though everything's on schedule. Ed, I don't know if they gave you a call. They said they may need one or two more things from you. And whatever they need from City Hall, they'll have to get from the finance department. But he said, they're on track. So, actually, I was thinking about it, that maybe we would combine our first meeting with them and the special meeting and do those two things at the same time. The good news is it's on schedule. Okay, I had expected there might be a few bumps in the road because of our situation in the finance department, but it doesn't appear that's the case right now. So that's good news.
Yeah.
WPCA coordinator position staffing and ongoing issues. Look, it's, we still have it. Kelly and Bob, if you would stay on after the regular meeting, I just want to talk about scheduling the interviews. I'd like to get that done as quickly as possible, but we can talk about that after. We're fortunate that we're through the toughest month in terms of people calling and whatnot. Ed has been doing a lot of the work with the finance department on getting things entered into the system. So I think once we get somebody in there, we can get caught up pretty quickly, but this is a nightmare. It really is, so. All right, last regular item on the agenda is connection fees timeline. We had talked about that last time. And, the only true language we had in there was something about 45 days or maybe it was 60. I've been thinking about it because, I think we all agreed it was a legitimate issue that, if there's a year between the time somebody applies and they get their certificate of occupancy, that doesn't seem quite fair. So I've been thinking about it, and I don't know. I'm going to make a suggestion, and you can tell me if I'm all wet. And I may be all wet because of the issue with the building inspector, but I was going to suggest that to protect us and to give them some relief that we collect half the fee at the time they apply and the other half when they get the CO. So I'm just throwing that out. Thoughts?
Well, my concern again is only because I deal with it on a smaller thing than what we got down on Main Street there. You got to chase the people. I mean, to get the permits, the fees, I have to face them for. I have to chase them for a water and sewer permit fee. Then I've got, because of the water, I have to get a water meter into the building. I have to have everything taken care of. It's a pain in the ass, which means it's going to be more difficult on Ed. But I do agree with the magnitude of what's going on down there on Main Street, that the guy, he's got a good chunk of money he owes us, but it's moving real slow. I mean, I can see there's pros and cons.
Right.
We're putting more work on Ed's plate by having to chase these things. But on the other hand, if we have a building inspector that we can count on, which Derby has not had in a long time, a building inspector or a building department that will not release a CO until we get that check. You know, so that's where I say there's pros and cons. We got to have a good building inspector. We're going to put more on Ed's plate. But we're also helping out the person it's building. You know, one thing is if you're doing a single home somewhere, you know, where it's not that much money, but when you're putting in 90 units or whatever it is up on Third Street, all those units, it is a lot of out expense that just is sitting there for the contractor. I mean, I know that we're just a little small piece of the pie, but I think it all stems to the fact that the building inspector has got to understand not to issue a C of O until all bills are paid, all permits are paid.
Could we, as part of the language in a motion, say that, you know, we won't allow it to proceed until we get the CO and the payment?
Well, yes, it sounds really good on paper, but again, getting back to a building department, that when you send the inspector out there, he just checks things off. A lot of times they're not even looking to make sure things are paid.
That's what I'm saying. You made the point. If they're on top of it, I think we put it right on the application.
Yeah,
and you know, because I don't want to create any extra work for our staff.
No. I don't either. But I can understand both sides of the plate. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what I suggest then. Why don't we ask the building inspector to come to our next meeting before we approve anything? So we have a complete understanding before we vote on anything.
Yeah, but do we have one, Jack? Or are we dependent on Shelton still? I don't even know what the town's got.
I don't know. I'd have to find that out.
I don't think we have one. I think we're dependent on a part-time inspector from Shelton.
Well, that by itself could affect our decision whether we want to go ahead with changing the language.
Yeah.
What I will say is, a couple months ago, the city got the services of what's called PermaLink, and it's an online permit-based application process. Kevin and I have had a little bit of training on it. We haven't really had to use it since it hasn't been up and running. It's not something that WPCA is using for permits. It's the building department. To my understanding, no CO can be given until each individual department head signs off on the application. So if that's correct, I know we have had some link sent to us that we needed to sign off on, but until I sign off or every other department head signs off, no CO can be given. Even if they wanted to give it to them, until that department head, all of them are signed off, it will not be given.
Well, that's good then. You're definitely advanced on that part of it. We're just implementing that up in Bethel right now, but it's in the infancy.
So is this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, why don't we make that a focus of next meeting? Have the building inspector, or who's in charge of the PermaLink system itself, Ed?
I don't remember the contact name of the person.
But I mean, who's the city person that's in charge?
Lisa Nowowski is the one that we've been working with.
Okay. Maybe she's the one we need to have come to the meeting.
Possibly. I can talk to her tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Again, we're just trying to be reasonable to everybody else, but we don't want to overburden our staff either.
Right.
Okay. I don't have anything else.
Motion to adjourn.
You want to second that, Bob? Raise your hand.
Would you like me to read in my report?
I missed it. How did I miss that? All right, go ahead, Ed, because you do have something extra important on there. There we go.
Yes, okay. So for the month of October in the collection system, we responded to a total of 63 call before you dig tickets with two emergencies. and responded to a total of 2 emergency call-outs. In the plant for October, we had an average flow of 1.71 million gallons per day with a total flow of 53.7 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 2.75 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen was 62 pounds per day. We're permitted for 71, and our annual average is 57 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD was 4.6. Average suspended solids was 4 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.3. For maintenance, we removed 2 old plant water pumps and installed valves for the new plant water pumps that just arrived today, as a matter of fact. Belt filter press was taken out of service for 10 days for repairs. It is currently back in service. Pump liquid sludge into 11 tankers over a 10-day period. Our Godwin pump is out of service for repairs. Our 6-inch sludge pump is out of service for repairs, may need a replacement. Laboratory heating and AC unit is out of service. Unit is to be relocated and replaced. And we, during the midst of all that, we still completed 900 feet of sewer jetting and 9,400 feet of CCTV. In general, I had discussion for the NPDES permit, which Bob and Weston and Sampson are supposed to be getting us a quote on.
Now, what's that the permit for?
That is our National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit with DEP and EPA. So it expires in, I think, August of 2024. So we need to file for a renewal with DEP. At Derby Fuel Cell at 49 Coon Hollow Road, the project is moving forward. Tomorrow they're coming in for a quick meeting before I think we head out to the big fuel cell for the ribbon cutting ceremony. We already discussed the sewer impact fee timetable, and then the last thing I had on there was the belt filter press upgrade.
So tomorrow, Bob is going to that as well. I'm going, Ed, you're going, right? And, I just got something at the end of the day, Bob. I didn't get a chance to send it to you, but, and I won't. I'll just tell you that, you need to get there around 9:30. And the meeting will start at Bad Sons. Then they'll go over across the street for the ribbon cutting. And then they'll come back and they will have lunch if you want to stay for lunch. So moving ahead. And it's nice we're also getting our revenues, right, Ed?
Absolutely.
So
they've been great to deal with.
Yeah. So again, I have nothing else. And we already had a motion to adjourn, so we need a second. Bob and I both seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, we are adjourned at 7:21. Let me stop the sharing and stop the recording. Stop the recording. Okay, and then if Kelly and Bob, you just hang around for a minute. Stop recording.